Good evening, everyone. So I'm a professor at UCL. I'm also director of iSense, which is a large EPSLC-funded centre which aims to develop a new generation of early warning systems for infectious diseases. So today, my role as a panellist is to thank the three speakers for their excellent presentations, I'm sure you'll all agree, and to stimulate debate. So some of my comments are intended to be controversial in some respect. This evening, we have heard about the striking impact that pandemic influenza could have to the UK and globally, both on our population, on our health system, and on our economy. Many of you, like me, may be thinking, is the NHS prepared for such a pandemic? An NHS that is at the tipping point of dealing with seasonal flu. Only yesterday we heard about accident and emergency departments in crisis. There are major workforce shortages in primary care. It will be undoubtedly a challenge. But I think there is much to be thankful for. Public Health England is rightly acknowledged as one of the most advanced public health systems in the world, and particularly in the area of influenza surveillance. We have excellent modelling work, which has been described today, and there have been tremendous advances in vaccines since the 1918 pandemic. But I'd ask, are we digitally prepared for a pandemic? And it relates to one of the key points that Chris brought up in his talk about communications as being key. So I'm going to ask and follow this aspect in three key ways. Firstly, looking at communications. Many believe that one of the biggest challenges facing a new pandemic is misinformation flowing online. Chris already mentioned this. And it could come from discredited scientific research about vaccines, misinformation spreading online by vaccine campaigns, and increasingly evidence that trolls and bots are propagating misinformation online, potentially with malign opportunities to destabilise the society. Are we doing enough at the moment to prevent such rumours appearing online? Are we using Facebook and social media to counteract this misinformation and build public trust in our health systems and in vaccines, so that when there is a pandemic, that people will actually get vaccinated? Secondly, I'm going to ask, are we taking advantage of new technologies for early disease detection to study transmission and the impact of a pandemic? In 2009, the first smartphone had just been launched. Today, pretty much everyone in this room will have a smartphone. Are companies who are developing new technologies being encouraged to share that data with public health and with hospitals for pandemic flu preparedness? Do we need more research in this area? My own team and iSense, and this is work led by Ingemar Cox in the audience, have been exploring the use of Google search data and working very closely with Public Health England. And these algorithms, based on machine learning, we believe can give an earlier indication of flu by up to a week. And these are now being used in national flu surveillance. But we feel much more could be done in this space, and we need data sharing with public health institutions and researchers. And the third key strand is about digital technologies. So we saw pictures of accident and emergency rooms, which we heard will be completely overwhelmed in a pandemic. Do we need to be looking at how we can better support people at home using new technologies, apps, telemedicine, remote monitoring sensors, and machine learning algorithms and artificial intelligence? Should we be doing more to develop and pilot these methods in seasonal flu? Implementing these sorts of methods during a pandemic will at best be challenging. So to close, I think this evening that we've heard strong evidence that epidemics and pandemics by their very nature will continue to occur. And the probability, as we've just heard from Andrew, is strikingly high. Our knowledge and our toolkit to respond to these challenges must evolve as fast as the virus.